With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. A group backing a Montana voter initiative says it's been given the green light to collect signatures remotely in order to qualify its issue for the November ballot. YPR News reports it's the first group to find a workaround to social distancing guidelines. The Montana Secretary of State this month granted permission for one renewable energy ballot initiative to collect signatures remotely. If passed, Initiative 187 would transition the state to 80% renewable energy by 2034. Russ Doty with the group Montana Cares says signature gathering stalled in March due to social distancing measures.
We lost being able to collect signatures at major events, and we also lost the ability to collect signatures because people weren't getting together in large groups. So we've got to do something different, and this will help.
The Secretary of State Office's May 7th decision allows voters to download forms online, fill out and sign them, and then mail them directly to county election offices. Another ballot initiative to legalize recreational marijuana use recently lost its bid to use software called DocuSign to collect electronic signatures. A Missoula district court ruled in late April that the organizers failed to demonstrate this mode of collecting signatures is necessary. The court further expressed doubt about the security of collecting those electronic signatures. Montana Cares says it collected a little more than 40% of the roughly 25,500 signatures it needs by June to qualify for the ballot. The Secretary of State's office did not respond to YPR's request for comment by the deadline for this story. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.